I was actually quite at crossroads at that time of my life. I was on welfare, I was on general relief, and I was applying to get into law school. So I was filling out welfare applications and law school applications at the same time. And let me tell you, and I think I'm uniquely qualified to tell you this, the welfare applications were harder. It's true. The reason was that the welfare application, at least the one that I was dealing with, required me to document everywhere I'd been for the past 10 years. Why? So they could send the bill to somebody else. Whereas the law school application was relatively simple. Why do you want to go to law school? Well, it's easy. To get off welfare. And so that's how I ended up going to law school, because it was easier than being on welfare. And while there in law school, I began to have what you might call flashbacks to an earlier life. I began to compare the life I had come from to the life I was entering. And there were some pretty startling contrasts. This is a poem about that. It's called Who Burns for the Perfection of Paper? At 16, I worked after high school hours at a printing plant that manufactured legal pads. Yellow paper stacked 7 feet high and leaning as I slipped cardboard between the pages, then brushed red glue up and down the stack. No gloves. Fingertips required for the perfection of paper, smoothing the exact rectangle. Sluggish by 9 p.m., the hands would slide along suddenly sharp paper and gather slits thinner than the crevices of the skin, hidden. Then the glue would sting, hands oozing till both palms burned at the punch clock. 10 years later, in law school, I knew that every legal pad was glued with the sting of hidden cuts, that every open law book was a pair of hands upturned and burning.